This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me. We're in an exciting study in the book of Revelation. We're looking at the church of Smyrna here today. Prior to getting started again, I just want to let everyone know who we are. This is WGOD Radio, formerly known as Gospel Study, for about 10 years. I believe the Lord led me to change this name of this broadcast to WGOD, thinking of radio station call letters. Imagine that. You don't need to imagine it. It's the truth, and that is that God is always broadcasting. The thing is, you and I need to be tuned into His frequency. God is never quiet anymore if you tune into His Word. There will be no famine for the Word. If you're in the Word, you can hear God speak to you 24 hours a day, as much as you want. As much as you want to hear God speak, I encourage you, go to where He speaks. That is, in His Word. We're going to do that right here, right now, and get into His Word and hear what God has to say to us. In the meantime, let me invite you to go to our website, WGODontheair.net, on Facebook, WGOD Radio, likewise Twitter, the same thing, at WGOD Radio. I'm teaching this at church, Island Community Church, Thursday nights, 6 to 7. One of the reasons it's Thursday is all of you are invited. All of you who go to another church, I invite you to come out on Thursday night. If you're hungry for more of the Word, I invite you to come out to Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Thursday nights, 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, we meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sundays. This coming up weekend here on the August the 3rd, my sermon is looking at, there's a drought coming. It's a look at drought in the Bible, past, present, and future. Here in the meantime, we're looking at the church at Smyrna here. Now, this church, Smyrna, had a famous bishop whose name was Polycarp. Around 30 or 40 years after the Lord dictated this letter to John, the bishop's name there was Polycarp. Now, this Smyrna was the center for emperor worship, kind of like today where people worship the emperor of Rome. Now, that is the Pope. But back here, back then, 2,000 years ago, it was the emperor instead. Ultimately, the same thing, idol worship, worshiping anyone other than God. Father, Son, through the Holy Spirit is idol worship, whether it's a Pope, whether it's Jesus' mother on earth, no matter who, anything other than bowing the knee and worshiping God is idol worship. John tried to do that in his ignorance, and the angel said, no, see that you do not do that, for I'm just like you. Worship God, he said, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Anything else is idol worship. This city was the home of idol worship. And they said to a Polycarp, they made him get on his knees and they said, swear by Caesar. And he said, not in a pig's eye. I'm not going to swear by Caesar. He said, Jesus Christ is my Lord. I'm not swearing by Caesar. Actually, this is what he said. He said, quote, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt, unquote. That was Polycarp's answer to those in Smyrna that tried to force him to worship a false god and worship Satan. He said, bring forth what thou wilt. A 90-year-old man says, bring forth what thou wilt. Do what you want. I'm not bowing down a knee and worshiping Satan. Oh, I wish we had the same Holy Ghost fire here today in this country, where people got fed up and sick and tired of all the evil out here, of calling evil good, of turning a blind eye to what's going on here in this country and in this world. Okay, now we're looking here again. We're in chapter 2. Let's pick it up here in verse 8. We're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ say, these things says the first and the last who became dead and came to life. Our last program we're looking at, what makes Christianity different than anyone else? When skeptics, agnostic, that is people with no knowledge, they think that's a good term. Oh, I'm an agnostic. No, if you're an agnostic, you've just called yourself stupid. Don't say that. Don't call yourself something if you don't know what it means. What makes us different than everyone else? And that is Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead. This is the Christian faith. And that is that when you die, it's not over. Life is not over. This is just the beginning for you. For everyone who has received Jesus Christ and is born again, if you die and leave this world, you will be raised up again. And you will spend eternity with God in heaven. If not, then John 5:28-29, it says you will be raised up again, but you will be raised up to a resurrection of damnation. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ today, your Lord and Savior who loves you and died on the cross for you. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. These things says the first and the last, who became dead and came to life. I know your works and your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Okay, where to start with this? Again, he commends his church. Actually, with this church, there's no correction. They're not doing anything wrong there. There is no one thing you lack, or there is no I've got this against you. It's all encouragement for the persecuted church. I know your works. I know your tribulation. And he says, I know your poverty, but you are rich. Isn't that funny? That this church here thinks that they're poor and they're actually rich. But then when we get to the lukewarm church of Laodicea, they think that they're rich. But Jesus says, no, you're poor. You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. But here, they were rich. You see, our riches are not of this world. You and I, it says we are heirs. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, that you and I are heirs. Think about that. You could be an heir of Steve Jobs. You could be an heir of Buffett. You could be an heir of the newest, richest man in the world there, Zuckerberg. You could be an heir of any one of those people. But you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. No, you're not poor. Anyone out there who believes, anyone out there who has received Jesus Christ, all of you believers out here today, regardless of what's in your bank account, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, how much food you don't have, or your tattered clothing, you're not poor. No, Jesus says you're rich. You are an heir of God. Now, who do you want to inherit from? Would you rather inherit from Bill Gates, or would you rather have an inheritance from Almighty God? I know the answer to that. You'd rather have an inheritance from Almighty God, which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men, that which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, here he also says, I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Okay, what did he mean by that? All right, now Jesus is actually spiritualizing this text here, right? Either you were Jew, either you are a Jew or not, right? No. You need to make a distinction between Israel and a Jew. A Jew, well, Paul tells us what a true Jew is back in Romans chapter 2, where in verse 28 he says, for he is not a Jew who was one outwardly, nor is circumcision is that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew that is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. So when Jesus says, someone says they are a Jew and are not, but of a synagogue or Satan, are a synagogue of Satan, what that means is a true Jew is a spiritual son of Abraham. A Jew is not one outwardly, as Paul says, but a true Jew is one that is one inwardly, that is a spiritual son. All of you who, like Abraham, where the Bible says in Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. This is what a true Jew is, one who believes God, one who believes, one who receives God's provision for sin, one who receives God's Savior into the world, is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. This is a true Jew, is one who is a spiritual son of Abraham. This is what Jesus meant when he said, I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things you are about to suffer. For behold, indeed the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall in no way be harmed by the second death. Now, there's too much here for me to wrap this up in 1 minute. We're going to come back tomorrow and look at the rest of this. First, let me say, where it says the devil is going to cast some of you into prison for 10 days, this is what Satan thinks about you. This is why he does this. As Satan said to God, and I quote verbatim, skin for skin, all that a man has will he give in exchange for his life, unquote. That's Job chapter 2, verse 4. This is what Satan thinks of you. He thinks that when it's hot in the kitchen, you will curse God to his face and cut and run and bail on him. That is what Satan thinks of you until you prove him different. That's where we'll pick it up in our next program right here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you've poured.